Principles for Navigating Big Debt Crises. By Ray Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates. Published, 2018. The core proposition. Big debt crises are not random events but follow recurring, predictable patterns. Through studying 48 historical cases spanning a century, Dalio constructed an archetypal template that enables policymakers, investors, and ordinary citizens to recognize crisis phases, understand the interplay of policy tools, and survive, even profit from, the turmoil. 5 core insights. 1. Debt is a double-edged sword. Dalio explains debt using an analogy anyone can grasp. Credit is time travel for purchasing power. You are spending tomorrow's income today. When borrowed money finances productive investment that generates sufficient income to service the debt, it is good debt. When it funds consumption or speculation without generating additional income, it is bad debt. 8 years before the 2008 financial crisis, Bridgewater's internal depression gauge was already flashing red. Dalio says he could anticipate the collapse not because he was smarter than others, but because he had spent 30 years studying 47 prior crises that followed the same script. 2. The critical distinction between two types of depression. This is the most important conceptual fork in the entire book. Deflationary depressions occur when debt is denominated in a country's own currency and it holds reserve currency status, as in the United States in 2008 or Japan in 1990. Policymakers can respond by cutting rates and printing money. Inflationary depressions occur when debt is denominated in foreign currency, as in Weimar Germany in the 1920s or the 1998 Asian financial crisis. In these cases, printing money only accelerates capital flight and currency collapse. Knowing which type of crisis falls into determines every policy and investment decision that follows. 3. The 7 stages of a classic deflationary debt cycle. Dalio maps the archetypal deflationary crisis into 7 precise phases. Early, debt grows in sync with income, bubble, debt outpaces income, asset prices decouple from fundamentals, top, central bank tightens, yield curve flattens or inverts, depression, rates hit zero, conventional policy exhausted, defaults cascade, ugly deleveraging, authorities try austerity first, but cutting spending cuts incomes even faster, beautiful deleveraging, money printing plus fiscal stimulus lift. Nominal growth above nominal interest rates, normalization, return to prior peak GDP typically takes 5 to 10 years. Dalio emphasizes that the single most reliable top signal is a flattening yield curve as the central bank tightens. 4. The four-part toolkit for beautiful deleveraging. Dalio's policy framework synthesizes 4 levers that must be mixed in the right proportions: debt restructuring, writing down principal or lowering interest rates, fiscal austerity, cutting spending, wealth transfers, taxing the rich, money printing to purchase assets, quantitative easing. The magic is in the proportions. Too much austerity triggers a deflationary death spiral. Too much money printing risks hyperinflation. The benchmark for success is debt-to-GDP ratios decline while nominal growth exceeds nominal interest rates and inflation remains contained. Dalio cites the US QE response in 2008 and Mario Draghi's Whatever It Takes moment in 2012 as textbook beautiful deleveragings. 5. Practical lessons from an investor who was in the arena. What sets Dalio apart from academic economists is that he was actually betting real money on these frameworks. During the 2008 crisis, Bridgewater generated rare positive returns for a global macro fund, first by shorting subprime, then by pivoting to buy risk assets at precisely the right inflection point. His core advice for investors: hold gold and inflation-protected assets during the bubble phase, hold cash and wait during the depression, buy risk assets aggressively once beautiful deleveraging kicks in. In inflationary crises, gold, in local currency terms, has historically outperformed cash by approximately 60%. But he repeatedly stresses that timing matters more than direction. Buying too early is suicide. Missing the bottom is regret, and getting it right requires understanding the crisis phase signals. Practical significance. Big debt crises is not merely a technical reference for financial professionals, it is a historical map that tells you where you currently stand in the economic cycle, what is likely to come next, and the cost of each available option. At a moment when global debt levels are at historic highs and central bank policy space is narrowing, the book's relevance has never been more acute. Dalio's research methodology is equally instructive. He refuses to settle for qualitative description. Every chapter pairs narrative with exhaustive quantitative charts tracking debt levels, debt service ratios, asset prices, interest rates, money supply, and inflation through each phase. His immersive historical research method, recreating what decision-makers saw in real time through newspapers, policy statements, and market data of the day, is strikingly prescient in the era of big data and AI.
Conclusion.
Published on the 10th anniversary of the 2008 global financial crisis, Big Debt Crises is both a technical crisis management manual and a profound meditation on human greed and fear.
Dalio's core message is blunt: the next crisis will come.
But if you have read this book, you will not panic when it does, you will see opportunity.